This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Cavaliers, the visitors today, the blue jerseys, gray pants, red socks, Hillsboro, the home team, the orange jerseys, black pants, black socks, and Kai Hanner's first offering swung on and missed by Cavy leadoff batter Peyton Thiemann. Thiemann will be followed by freshman Morgan Broaddus, then senior Jordan Houseman. Louis Lang calling balls and strikes today. Dennis Atkins on the base pass. Hanner's 0-1, misses low for ball one. Lexi Bates, the cleanup batter. Katie Sims hitting fifth with Andy Westnedge batting sixth as Hanner set to go with the 1-1 offering. Swung on and missed by Peyton Thiemann. Jill Staten batting seventh. Alexis Norwood at eighth. And Peyton Drew hitting ninth. The 1-2 pitch from Hanner to Thiemann upstairs 2-2. So for Carlinville, Thiemann, Broaddus, Houseman, Bates, Sims, Westnedge, Staten, Norwood, and Drew. We'll get you the topper defense here as we move along. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Took something off, and Thiemann is down on strikes, and that's how this regional semifinal gets underway. The outfield can be a bit of a lonely place when Kai Hanner is in the circle. Riley Hemken in left field, Katie Shockey in center with Claire Tester in right. Haley Majors at third with Shelby Hooley at shortstop. Sheridan Lirala is the second baseman. Chloe Beck at first with Alexis Wolf behind the plate as Hanner pumps in strike one to the freshman Morgan Broaddus. Has an open stance from the right-handed box. That stays a little bit upstairs. One ball, one strike. Broaddus had a very strong day yesterday behind the plate, catching Danny Westnedge. She'll be in the circle for Carlinville again today. Swung on and missed by Broaddus. She's down 1-2. Hanner in a 1-1-2 ERA, 16-3 on the year, 226 strikeouts in just 125 innings pitched. 1-2, swung on and missed, and Broaddus is down on strikes. Opponents hitting just 142 on the year, Carlin, just 66 hits allowed in those 125 innings.
That's a good way to win ball games. Few hits, then very few walks.
Kai headed the slough next year as that offering misses inside.
The biggest change, she's really got that change up where it's much more of a strikeout pitch than just a show, get it over for show.
Jordan Houseman out in front there. Yep. One ball, one strike. Right on cue.
And you go back a couple years, she's pitched here in a regional championship, so the improvement is there.
Hanner rocks and fires, a swung on and miss, and she's a strike away from striking out the side here in the top half of the first inning. Wind blowing out towards right center field today. Overcast skies. I think the light rain has stopped. Swung on and missed, and Hanner strikes out the side. We've completed a half inning in this 2A regional semifinal. Carlinville doesn't score. Hillsboro coming to bat. Welcome back to Gillespie for this 2A softball regional semifinal. Carlinville didn't score in the top half of the inning as Hillsboro comes to bat for the first time today. Haley Major, the sophomore, will lead things off. Katie Shockey, the senior, hitting second. Senior Kai Hanner batting third. 56 RBI for Kai this year. Shelby Hooley, the junior, cleaning things up. Senior Sheridan Lirala is batting fifth. Junior Chloe Beck will hit sixth. Alexis Wolf, the sophomore, batting seventh. Junior Zoe Hooley batting eighth with sophomore Riley Hemken batting ninth. Danny Westnedge in the circle. That ball is ripped down the left field line for a loud strike one. So for the toppers, Major, Shockey, Hanner, Hooley, Lirala, Beck, Wolf, Hooley, and Hemken. Ella Walker in left field, Jill Staten in center, Peyton Drew in right field, Jordan Houseman over at third with Lexi Bates at shortstop, Katie Sims at second, Peyton Thiemann over at first, and Morgan Broaddus behind the plate. The exact same defensive lineup the Carlinville Cavaliers had yesterday. Major offers at the bunt, comes up empty. Nothing in two. Haley, a 479 batter on the year, 29 steals and 30 attempts. So if she gets on, she can turn a single into a double and maybe even a triple real quick. Late on that swing, just fouls it off right side to stay alive. Toppers 25-3 on the year. Lost to Buffalo Tri-City. Windsor Stoustross, the defending 1A champs in Jersey. Inside 1-2. The outright South Central Conference champions. The regular season game between these two was a good one.
Good one indeed, as the Toppers finished with a 4-0 win. Close ball game. You had Kai Hanner pitch seven innings, three three hits, 15 strikeouts in that one. She did not walk a batter, but she was one for three herself with two of those four RBIs. That tells you something about her RBI machine she's become this year.
It's like an average game for her. The 1-2 offering was fouled down the right field line as Major hanging tough in the right-handed box. Westnedge's offering has Major reaching for it. Broaddus going to give it a look, and she runs out of room just over the back stop. We'll have more postseason baseball and softball for you tomorrow. If the weather allows, we'll be right back here at Gillespie for the other semifinal between the Miners and Staunton. And we'll also have baseball regional coverage from Pena, with Carthenville taking on Pena. Cavi's the top seed. That ball ripped out to left field, and Walker has it go off of her glove, rolls into foul territory, and Major cruising into second base with a leadoff double. That was a tough play for Ella Walker as she had to range towards the line, had it in and out of her glove. So Haley Major in scoring position right off the bat. And big news in Carlinville today, David Suits is the new boys basketball coach in Carlinville as Alan Cooper stepped down. That's a fastball outside corner for strike one. So a new basketball coach for the boys next year at Carlinville. Suits coming from South County. And the dirt blocked by Broadus nicely out into the right-handed box, and that's what we saw all day yesterday.
A lot of good defense by Broadus behind the plate.
Westnetch has her sign, brings it home in the dirt. Blocked by Broadus, keeps it in front, but it skips away, and with the speed of Major, she's into third base. Two balls and a strike. Ball didn't get by her, but it bounced far enough away for the speedy Major to move over to third. She's there with nobody out. Popped up left side. Who wants it? It'll be the left fielder Walker coming in, making the catch. Major is tagging and scoring with a slide.
And that's what you can get away when you have great speed. Really wasn't hit that deep, but deep enough for the speed of Major.
Right on the edge of the outfield grass, but Haley Major, no hesitation. Moved up to third on the ball in the dirt and scores on the short sacrifice fly. Now to bring in Kai Hanner. She'll bat with the bases clear. Westnedge's first offering misses outside for ball one. Hanner hitting .529 on the year, 56 RBI, 12 doubles, 7 home runs. In the dirt, 2-0.
She might be a little upset.
Huh?
Someone took her RBI away.
Yeah, you can't have that. Heading the count 2-0. Westnedge's offering in on the hands of Hanner, lifted down the right field line. Sims ranging, and she can't make the play in foul territory. She goes tumbling into the fence. Great effort from Katie Sims.
And Katie Sims had a couple of those good plays against Litchfield yesterday.
She went a long way to get that. That would have been as good as it gets if she would have squeezed that one. Westnedge back into the circle, a 2-1 count. Upstairs, 3-1. Kai steps out of the box, takes a practice swing. Now she'll step back in. 1-0 Hillsboro early. That ball popped up on the infield, right to the shortstop Lexi Bates. Gloves it for the second out of the inning. That'll bring in Shelby Hooley. She'll bat with the bases clear and two out. Hooley, a .425 hitter on the year, 28 driven in. Bottom of the first, 2A regional semifinal. And Westnedge starts Hooley off with strike one. Outfield straight away. Second baseman Sims playing deep. Outside, 1-1. Major led the inning off with a double. Moved up to third. And the ball got away from Broadus and then scored on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Katie Shockey. Hooley all the way up in the front of the box. Takes that offering inside, 2-1. If Hooley can extend the inning, Sheridan Lyrilla will bat here in the home half of the first inning. hit hard but foul down the right side. Two balls, two strikes. We had some very light rain that started to fall about 20, 25 minutes before the game started. It has stopped for the time being. Sky's lightening a little bit. Inside, 3-2. First full count of the ball game. Hanner struck out the side in the top of the first. Toppers have scored a run here in the bottom of the first. Hit to the right side on the ground. Sims has it on to first for the out, and the side is retired. One hit, one run, one inning in the books here in this 2A regional semifinal from Gillespie. Hillsboro leads Carthendale 1-0. Welcome back to Gillespie. This 2A softball regional semifinal. Hillsboro leading Carthendale 1-0 as we go to the top of the second inning. The other semifinal will be played tomorrow between Gillespie and Staunton. That'll be one of our broadcast features tomorrow night. That'll be at 7:30. And then Carthendale Pena Regional Baseball will follow at around 9. All the action here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Hanner's first offering of the second inning goes to the backstop. Lexi Bates, Katie Sims, Danny Westnedge here in the top of the second for Carthendale. Bates, a 328 hitter on the year with 20 RBI, four triples. And she lifts that one into right center field on the move, and making the catch is Katie Shockey. That ball had some tailing action to it into right center field. And the rare outfield putout when Hanner's pitching. When we saw them play Southwestern, there wasn't a single fly ball hit to the outfield.
Well, there wasn't virtually anything hit, for one, and didn't get out of the infield.
Katie Sims in from the left-handed box now, takes ball one.
Sims. You know you're a good pitcher with her stats, period. But I think that was, she kind of had her A game. Location, everything just working perfect.
They were amped up that day, and rightfully so. Outside, 2-0. She was perfect through five innings that day against Southwestern. What was a 2-0 win for the Toppers. And will those teams meet again at the Litchfield Sectional? That would be in the championship if they both got there. A lot of work between now and then for both squads. There's a called strike, 2-1. The 2-1 offering. Hit on the ground to third. Major has it on to first. And they got Sims by a half step. Boy, she's quick. Five straight retired to start the game for Hanner after she struck out the side in the first. The first two batters in the second have put the ball in play. That'll bring in Danny Westnedge. She bats with the bases clear and two outs. Hanner's first offering upstairs, ball one. Hanner steps behind the rubber just out of the circle. Now back in she goes. The 1-0. Fouled straight back. One ball, one strike. Off the roof of the school. Nice facility here. It's behind Ben Gill Elementary. This diamond in perfect shape. The 1-1. Swung on miss by Westnedge. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on, two outs. Top of the second inning. Hillsboro leading 1-0 on a sacrifice fly from Katie Shockey. 1-2 in the dirt, 2-2. Some light cloud cover here at the moment. Inside, 3-2. The skies were dark as these teams were warming up for this game. Looks much better now. Right breeze out towards right center field. The 3-2 count. Two outs in the top of the second. Fouled out of play. Westnedge stays up there. Carthendale 8-15 on the year. Hillsboro 25-3. The 3-2. Inside and a two-out walk taken by Westnedge. That was a nice at-bat from Danny. And Carlinville has their first base runner. And it'll bring Jill Staten into the box. And we're going to get a courtesy runner for Westnedge. And it'll be Gracie Call. So Westnedge will go in, sit down, catch your breath, and head back to the circle for the top of the or the bottom of the second inning. And she hopes maybe this game will be all square. Staten, a freshman, playing center field today, up in the front of the box, dealing with Kai Hanner. Squares, bunts it in the air, foul for strike one. Gillespie always such a great host, whether it's softball or baseball, for these postseason events. And they seem to have one every year, Carl.
Quite a few over the years, for sure.
There's a called strike. Staten quickly in the hole. No balls, two strikes. Now Staten moves back in the box. The 0-2. Just missed, 1-2. If Staten can extend the inning, Alexis Norwood will bat here in the top half of the second inning. Hillsborough leading 1-0. The 1-2. Fouled back. A little bit late. Off to the right it went. The 1-2 from Hanner to Staten. Senior versus freshman. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. And a two-out walk is left stranded at first base. As we go to the bottom of the second, Hillsborough leads Carlinville 1-0. As we go bottom two, Hillsborough leading Carlinville 1-0. They will have Sheridan Lyrilla, Chloe Beck, and Alexis Wolf, 5, 6, and 7. And Westnedge misses inside for ball one. Carl, we've consulted with the official score, and we have changed the double for Major to an E7. Fouled straight back. One ball, one strike.
A play that could have been made, obviously. And that's the key.
Lyrilla trying to get the topper started here in the second. Takes over but low for ball two. Sheridan hitting .344 on the year. What a big batting averages for this Hillsborough squad with a lot of power. That ball lifted right side to Katie Sims on the back pedal just on the outfield grass. Makes the catch to retire Lyrilla. Carlinville committed 3 errors in that first game against Hillsborough, so I think only one of the runs was actually earned.
That's right. Because Danny threw 7 innings, only gave up 4 hits, 1 earned run, 5 strikeouts, and 1 walk. Fine game pitched by Hearn.
Beck up there swinging, fouls it straight back for strike one. Chloe, the junior first baseman, hitting .351 on the year. Takes upstairs for ball one. That ball fouled right side, right over the first base dugout. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Toppers in the third base dugout today. Carlinville down the first base line. The 1-2. Hit to the shortstop, Bates, and she booted it. She was moving to her left, and she can't make the play. Second error of the day on Carlinville, and after she was flawless yesterday, Carl.
And made some great plays besides being doing the routine play. She made some fantastic plays for the Cavaliers last night.
So with one out, Beck over at first base, and that'll bring Alexis Wolf into the right-handed box. In the front of the batter's box. Take strike one. One nothing, Hillsborough with the lead. That ball ripped down the left field line, but foul. Nothing and two on Wolf, the sophomore. .262 batter on the season. 29th game for the Toppers, eh?
Got some games in.
Yes, they did.
When you consider all the weather of the spring, they achieved that.
Probably not many teams have played more than that this year. Hit slowly on the ground to third. That is a fair ball, and the third baseman, Houseman, makes the play. Or they beat it out. She did. Great hustle by Wolf. Houseman did all she could do. That'll be an infield single for Alexis Wolf. And up to second on the play goes Chloe back. That ball almost rolled foul, and now Houseman's probably thinking she should have let it go foul.
Well, one more for sure. Bounce, it would have been foul.
Good hustle by Wolf. That bunt attempt in the air over the screen by Zoe Hooley.
Thing is, you always want to take the out. You think you can get that.
She was quick with it. There was no bobble and a strong throw across, but Wolf just flat beat it. Hooley swinging away on the ground right side. Sims has it on to first for the out, and both runners move up to second and third. They're there with two away. And the ninth place hitter, Riley Hemkin, will step in. She might be hitting ninth, Carl, but she's got a 302 batting average.
Big spot. Good opportunity for the toppers here.
An air and a single, an infield single, as that misses inside for ball one. Haley Major is on deck, and if you're Carl Denville and Westnedge, you want to leave Haley right there. You don't want to deal with her in the second inning. Hit on the ground to Sims. Katie has it. On to first for the out, and the toppers will strand two. We've completed two here in the 2A regional semifinal. Hillsboro leads Carthenville 1-0. Tim Mize called the bar back here at Gillespie as we go top three. Hillsboro leading Carthenville 1-0. And Carl, we want to thank Jim Matisa for keeping us dry here today. He got the canopy set up when the raindrops were falling, and we're very grateful.
Absolutely. Like you say, that. Treat us great here, be it baseball game or softball games. They always get treated very well in Gillespie.
They do a great job of hosting these postseason events. Of course, Kai Hanner going to SLU. Jim's daughter, Kelsey, went to St. Louis University. Swing and a miss there by Alexis Norwood. Norwood, Peyton Drew, top of the order, and Peyton Thiemann. And we talk about great pitchers from the area. Kelsey Matisa is on that list. Upstairs, 1-1. There has been so many great pitchers from this area, South Central Conference specifically, if you want to just narrow it down to that, Carl.
Sure.
Like elite D1 types of players. Inside, 2-1. And it seemed like so many times with Kelsey, the game she lost were 1-0. Fouled straight back. 2-2, and the screen held.
And that's usually on an unearned run.
Yeah.
Tough ones to take, but that's how it usually goes. Especially you get into regionals, sectionals, and beyond.
Inside, 3-2. Kai Hanner gets in that spot. She says, I'll just drive him in myself with those 56 RBI this year. It's just a ridiculous total. The 3-2, swing and a miss. And Norwood down on strikes.
And Kai picks up her fifth strikeout of the ball game.
Peyton Drew will step in, the freshman right fielder for the Cavaliers. Tall order today for Carthenville dealing with Kai Hanner. Drew squares and bunts it foul. That ball kind of rode in on her and had Peyton pulling back as the ball was coming in. Wound up inside. You say, no, just put down a bunt. Not that easy. Swing and a miss. Quickly nothing and two on Peyton Drew. Light breeze out towards right center field. As Hanner rocks and fires. Outside, Drew checks her swing. No hits, one walk as Hanner faces her ninth batter of the ball game. Inside, 2-2. Outfield straight away. Infield the same. The 2-2. Upstairs, 3-2. Good at bat here by Drew. after she was quickly down 0-2. Hanner goes to the back of the circle. No, back onto the rubber. The 3-2. Upstairs, and she walked her four straight out of the zone.
And uncharacteristically, her second walk already of this ballgame.
She's finding her control just a little bit here, and by her standards, we should say, Carl. It's the second walk issued by Kai Hanner, first time through the order. In steps Peyton Tiemann. She struck out to start the ball game. Takes ball one upstairs. That's five straight out of the zone now. Kai goes to the back of the circle to collect herself. That one's fouled at the plate. 1-1. All four top infielders wearing the face masks, as is Hanner in the circle. The 1-1. Inside, 2-1. Took something off that delivery. Drew the runner over at first. Wolf behind the plate. She's got a good arm back there. The 2-1, late swing. Two balls, two strikes. One on, one out. Two balls, two strikes. The count to Peyton Tiemann. Swing and a miss, and Hanner struck her out for the second time today. Two out of the inning, and it'll be up to Morgan Broaddus, the freshman catcher for the Cavaliers. She was a strikeout victim in the first. Hanner struck out the side to start the ball game. Right there at the knees, called strike one. Broaddus hitting 279 on the year. Down a strike. Low, one ball, one strike.
You gotta like her future for the Cavaliers just because of her quality of blocking behind the plate, being just a freshman.
Yeah, for being a freshman, she is well ahead of the curve. Took something off that Hanner, 1-2. And it's tough facing Kai Hanner for anybody, Carl, but five freshmen in the lineup for Carthenville. Fouled straight back. Good cut there by Broaddus. You won't face many better than Kai Hanner. It's a possibility she could be the best pitcher they face their entire high school career when it's all said and done. That ball is hit over the head of Lyra into right field. Drew around second. She will go to third. And a two-out base hit for Morgan Broaddus. A nice piece of hitting there. First hit of the ball game for the Cavaliers. And they have something cooking with two outs. Runners at the corners. She just stuck her bat out, Carl, on a line drive over the head of Lyra.
Now let Kai Hanner's power of her pitch be all you need. Just get the bat squarely on it.
Now a big spot for Jordan Hausman. She's 0-1 today with a strikeout. The tying run over at third with two outs. Lifted in the air. The right fielder Tester in a few steps and makes the catch. And the side is retired. So Carthenville gets a hit, a walk, strands two. As we go bottom three, Hillsborough leads Carthenville 1-0. Bottom of the third inning here in this 2A softball regional semifinal at Gillespie. Hillsborough leading 1-0, scored that run in the first inning. Sacrifice fly off the bat of Katie Shockey. And it's the top of the Hillsborough order, Major Shockey and Hanner. Carthenville had a two-out scoring opportunity in the top half of the inning, but couldn't push it across as Westnedge's first offering misses high and wide to Major. She smoked a ball at the left field, was in and out of the glove of the left fielder Ella Walker. Major wound up on second, went to third on a ball in the dirt, scored on the sacrifice fly. Rips it again down the left field line. Walker on the move in foul territory, just a step shy, and a long strike for Major. And through the first part of the order, first time through, I should say. Major's really the only topper that's pulled the ball.
And hit it extremely well, at least.
Two balls, one strike. And she fouls that one out of play right side, 2-2. West Nedge doing a good job of navigating this deep Hillsboro lineup as the sun makes an appearance here at Gillespie. Wind picks up a little bit, the 2-2. Ripped foul down the left field line again. Major leading off the bottom half of the third inning here for the Toppers. Lifts it into left field again. Walker back. She is still back. It's over her head off the fence. And Major has a double. Second time she's cranked it out to left field. Walker maybe got turned around a little bit. Ended up over her head. So Katie Shockey will bat. She drove in the game's only run so far. In the left-handed box. Shockey takes it low, and Major takes third easily. Picked a good pitch to go, wound up in the dirt. Nothing that Broadus could do, but even if it's a perfect pitch to throw on, Carl, I don't know that you're going to get Major. She now has 30 steals in 31 attempts. So somebody got her this year. Perhaps she tripped on her way.
Yep. Tripped and fell. Let's face it, they probably didn't play in the best of weather conditions sometimes.
It's been a nasty year in every possible way this spring.
I got stuck in a mud puddle before she got to third.
This field today in great shape at Gillespie. Outside 2-0. Yesterday we got the Carlinville. They were still dragging the field. Got here today fully chalked and ready for play. Popped up. Will that stay on the infield? Lexi Bates behind the bag at second. It's Sims making the catch. The second baseman, and Major will stay put.
I did see that a little yesterday, if you recall, by the Cavaliers. Nobody seems to want to call the other person off.
Yeah, if both players are calling and neither gives way, you can have a problem.
Had that with a short and third baseman yesterday.
I think with the second baseman Sims being left-handed, I think it was probably a little bit of an easier play for her. Now Kai Hanner will bat with a runner at third, one out, takes ball one inside.
Well, we'll see if she smells that RPI out there, because this is the easiest kind, a runner at third.
She has cashed in a lot of these opportunities today. Hillsboro leading 1-0, looking for more. Hanner rips that into left center field. That is down at a one hop the wall. Major will score. Hanner around first, and she is into second with an RBI double.
And there is the RBI. Add to her total.
57th of the year. That ball was stung into the left center field gap. Shelby Hooley now will dig in. Shelby's 0-1 today, grounded out to second. In the top of the first inning, or the bottom of the first, excuse me. Hanner, the runner at second with just one out. That gets away from Broadus, and Hanner moves up to third. So now Hooley can get another RBI for the Toppers without the benefit of a base hit here. Outfield straight away for Shelby. Takes inside, 2-0. Sheridan Lyrola waiting on deck. Winner of this game into the regional championship Saturday morning at 11. That's a broadcast we'll have live Saturday here on FM 106. Ball hits slowly to the third baseman. Houseman looks Hanner back across the diamond. The throw is wide, gets away from Tiemann. Now Hanner will come in to score, and Hooley winds up at second. Third error of the day on Carlinville. Houseman did the right thing to look the runner back, Carl. Then perhaps she just rushed the throw a little bit.
That does seem to happen off and on when they do the. You get set to do one thing, but when you think you have to hurry the throw, and then you make the mistake of throwing it in the dirt.
Lyrilla, first ball, swinging past the diving Bates at shortstop. Hooley getting the wave at third, and she will score. And Lyrilla will move up to second as the ball got away from Hausman over at third. RBI base hit for Sheridan.
The Toppers
have the line moving here.
Really taking advantage of a miscue now.
You know, thinking about that throw from Hausman, remember earlier in the game, she fielded a ball right on the line cleanly, made a good throw across. And the runner was safe. That was Alexis Wolf who beat it out. So perhaps that time Hausman had that in the back of her mind and rushed it just a little bit. Three runs home in the inning for Hillsborough. They now lead 4-0. Major started the inning with a double. She stole third. Shockey then popped out to the second baseman. Hanner ripped the double into left center field for an RBI. Hooley reached on the air, and she just came around to score on the RBI single from Sheridan Lyrilla. Chloe Beck waited to hit as head coach Paige Vineyard came out to try to calm down the Cavaliers a little bit. Field is basks in sunshine now. We like that sun, Carl. We haven't seen nearly enough of it.
Not so far.
First offering from Westnedge is in there for a called strike to Beck. Chloe reached on an air back in the second. She was stranded at third. Hits that one, took a hop over the glove of Hausman, and stopping at third is Lyrilla. Oh, base hit for Beck. Hausman had her glove down, Carl, but hopped right over.
Hit hard and don't have much time to react at third base on anything hit hard.
Fourth hit of the inning for the Toppers, plus an air. Alexis Wolf digs in. Alexis 1-for-1 today. She got that infield base hit back in the second. Takes ball one upstairs. 4-0 Hillsborough as Brett Teakin flashes the signs over at third base. Runners at the corner. Only one out. Upstairs, 2-0. Lyra the runner at third. Beck the runner at first. Right there on 2-0. Wolf appeared to be taking all the way, 2-1. Lesnedge trying to limit the damage at 3 for the inning. Outside, 3-1. Zoe Hooley waiting on deck for the Toppers. She's the designated player today. Claire Tester out in right field, the 3-1. Inside and a walk, and the bases are loaded for Hooley. So now it's a chance for a monster inning for the Toppers. Already 3 home in the inning, 4-0 lead for Hillsborough, bottom of the third. And with Kai Hanner pitching for Hillsborough, much more than this, and it could be game, set, and match. Off the fists of Hooley, fouled straight back. And the 4 already might be too big of a hill to climb.
4 normally would do it, obviously, but yeah, your Hillsborough, you want to pile it on.
Fouled out of play, and Hooley in the hole. No balls, 2 strikes. Westnedge needs the strikeout with a pop-up on the infield. The 0-2. Upstairs, 1-2. Four nothing Hillsborough. Bases loaded, just one out. Inside, 2-2, blocked nicely by Broadus. Lyra the runner at third. Beck's the runner at second. Wolf over at first. Zoe Hooley in the box. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Inside, 3-2, no place to put her. 4 hits, an error, and a walk in the inning. The 3-2, fouled out of play. New softball out to Westnedge. Normally family, Carl, when we're here. There's a nice cornfield or a bean field beyond the fence, but not this year. That ball hit on the ground. Sims has it. She's going to come home ill-advised, and everybody's safe.
Too far of a throw.
Lyrilla scores. That ball was not hit that hard, and Lyrilla has good speed. So Julia Board on the fielder's choice, and the bases are still loaded. 5-0. Hillsborough with the lead. And Riley Hempkin into the box. Haley Major, who started this inning, now on deck. Fouled back by Hempkin. She's 0-for-1 today. Four runs home in the inning. Bases still loaded, only one out. That ball is chopped right in front of the plate, but it hit Hempkin in the batter's box. Foul ball. Nothing and two on Riley. Oh and two on the sophomore, Riley Hempkin. Misses outside, 1-2. Louis Lang with the balls and strikes today. Denny Atkins on the base paths. The 1-2, fouled straight back. I didn't flinch, Carl.
Getting better.
I had confidence in the fence.
Our reactions are just finally gone.
That could
just be. Don't
it.
Have any.
That's more likely, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, that means when something's coming right at you, it's just going to hit you in the head.
Strike three pitch. Called. Froze Hempkin, did Westedge, and two out in the inning. Haley Major now steps in. She has ripped two balls to left field today. She bats with the bases loaded and two outs. Probably the last batter other than Hannah that Westedge wants to see. Ripped foul past third. She bats for the second time here in the third. Five nothing Hillsborough with the lead. Major pops it up left side. Who wants it? Will they get there? No. Drops foul as Bates, the shortstop, and Walker, the left fielder, gave it a go but couldn't get there. Nothing and two on Haley Major.
It's almost like getting an extra shot at it, isn't it? Because that was up there, but unfortunately no one could get to it.
Yeah, it seemed like it was in the air a long time. It's about the same spot, but this one will get over the fence, foul left side. Well, Major is yanking everything down that left field line.
Yep, in the major leagues, they'd have eight players all down that line.
Time to shift. Thankfully, we don't see the analytics like that in high school softball. Popped up on the infield. Good job by Westedge, who wants it. Sims makes the call and the catch, and the side is retired. Hillsborough leaves the bases loaded, but scores four times. And as we go to the top of the fourth inning, Hillsborough leads Carthenville 5-0. Top of the fourth inning, Hillsborough leading 5-0. Could have been more, though, Carl. They left the bases loaded, had the bases loaded, one out. And Westedge was able to limit the damage. Four hits in the inning in an error, plus a walk.
Definitely limited the damage, and you had the dangerous hitters up there, Major.
Fouled straight back off the mask of Wolf, as it's Lexi Bates, Katie Sims, and Danny Westedge.
But still five runs. Cavaliers have a tall order now. Don't expect to get them all in one inning, so you're going to have to work at it.
Bates late on the swing there, down nothing and two. She's 0-for-1 today. Lexi flied out to center back in the second inning. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Hannah might have taken something off that delivery. Tied her up inside. And Bates down on strikes.
Kai Hanner, 7 strikeouts. 2 walks, a little uncharacteristic for her.
Katie Sims digs in. She's 0-for-1 today. Fouls that one back off the screen. Hillsborough won the regular season matchup back in early April, 4-0. They lead 5-0 today. The South Central Conference champion toppers. Nice changeup had Sims way out in front, nothing and two. She fooled the freshman there. The 0-2 stays upstairs, 1-2. Sun's still out here at Gillespie after we had light rain pregame. Outside, 2-2. Carlin has been able to lay off some of those borderline pitches today. The 2-2, upstairs, and she went after it. Down on strikes is Sims. That one was above her head. She didn't have her heart into that swing, Carl.
No, not much hope with that.
That'll bring in Danny Westnedge. Danny drew a two-out walk back in the second. Take strike one here. One hit on the day for the Cavies to go with those two walks. Hit on the ground to the shortstop. Pooley has it across for the out. And the Cavies go 1-2-3 in the fourth. As we go bottom four, Hillsborough leads Carletonville 5-0. Bottom of the fourth inning of this 2A Gillespie softball regional semifinal. Hillsborough leading Carletonville 5-0. 1 in the first, 4 in the third. As the toppers sent 10 to the plate in that third inning. Katie Shockey, Kai Hanner, Shelby Hooley, 2, 3, and 4. Here in the topper fourth. And Westnedge's pitch misses outside. Shockey, a sacrifice fly back in the first. Popped out to the second baseman in the third. The 1-0. Hit in the air, and the center fielder on the move, and makes a shoestring catch. Jill Staten, sensational, moving into the left center field gap.
Great catch, and key was she got a good jump, too.
It looked like she thought about diving at the last second, but was able to just pick it right off the shoe tops. Rob Shockey of a base hit. That brings in Kai Hanner. Kai lifts it in the air, left field line. Walker over in foul territory makes the catch for out number two. So Westnedge looking for a quick in and here after a long third. Shelby Hooley will hit. She's 0 for 2 today. Grounded to second. Reached on an error and scored back in that third.
Walker in left field. It's going to need a full massage after this game just from running constantly. I mean, how many?
She's been busy.
Yeah. All the way to the edge every time in foul territory sometimes.
The one strike offering has Hooley jumping out of the way. One ball, one strike. Yeah, when you're in the outfield, left and right field specifically, you never know how much action you're going to get in a given game.
I'm going to say there's been at least 12, maybe more, and a lot of them are foul, but she's got to run all the way into foul territory to go see if they go out of play.
The 1-1, that is a base hit into right center field. That will plug the gap and get to the fence. Hooley racing around first, and she is into second with a two-out double. Line drive into the gap. 200 down the lines here at Gillespie. 200 to straightaway center as well. And Sheridan Lyrilla, 1 for 2 on the day, an RBI single and a run scored back in the third. Has an RBI opportunity. She's first ball swinging, lifts it into right field. Peyton Drew in a couple of steps to make the catch, and the side is retired. So one hit, one left. We've completed four innings here in this regional semifinal. Hillsborough leads Carletonville 5-0. Top of the fifth inning, Hillsborough leading Carletonville 5-0. Carletonville has 7, 8, and 9. Jill Staten, Alexis Norwood, and Peyton Drew. Staten 0 for 1 today as Hanner pumps in strike one. One hit, a pair of walks. That's all Carletonville has gotten off Hanner today. Late swing from Staten. She's in the hole 0-2. Three freshmen here in the inning for Carletonville. Five of their 9 starters today are freshmen. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck her out.
Number 9.
That will bring in Norwood. She was a strikeout victim back in the third. Swing and a miss there. Carl, it's always interesting to watch the elite pitchers when maybe they don't have their A stuff and how they're still able to control the ball game. Fouled straight back, 0-2.
And the key is, of course, just their basic fastball. This could almost get them through a game, theoretically.
The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. She struck out the side in the first, has fanned the first two here in the fifth.
Not messing around with a freshman, is she?
She is not.
No.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night to Norwood there.
Another double-digit strikeout game for Kai Hanner, her 10th here.
Swing and a miss to Drew. So that's 7 pitches, 7 strikes, 2 strikeouts. Can she strike out the side on 9 pitches? Fouled straight back, and she just might do it. That is the rarest of feats. Strike out the side on 9 pitches. Kai 1 pitch away from doing it. The 0-2. Strike 3 called, and Kai Hanner strikes out the side on 9 pitches. Thank you very much. As we go bottom 5, Hillsboro leads Carthenville 5-0. Well, Kai Hanner just struck out the side on 9 pitches, and Carl, in style, for good reason, her 800th career strikeout, and she was just given the game ball by home plate umpire Louis Lang.
Congratulations, Kai Hanner.
Inside to Chloe Beck, Beck Wolf, and Zoe Hooley. 800 career strikeouts for Hanner. And if you're going to do it, might as well do it
in style,
in a
9-pitch
inning. Strike out the side. There's a soft liner. Sims to her right, but she's not going to have time. Infield base hit for Chloe Beck. Sims just had to go too far to get that ball to have a chance to get Beck at first. Alexis Wolf, 1-for-1 of the day, a single and a walk. She bats with nobody out and a runner at first. First ball swinging, pops it up right side of the infield. Sims makes the call and the catch right near the first base bag. That'll bring in Zoe Hooley. Zoe's 0-for-2 today. Grounded to second, reaching a fielder's choice back in the third. Bottom of the fifth, 5-0 Hillsboro leading. That one gets right through the legs of Broadus to the screen, and Beck move up to second. The sun has been out consistently here for the last number of innings. Popped up foul right side over the first base dugout. 1-1 on Hooley. One out in the inning. Runner at second base. That's Beck. Riley Himken waiting on deck. Upstairs, 2-1 to Hooley. The 2-1. Upstairs, 3-1. Hillsboro has left 6 on base today. Left the bases loaded back in the third. The 3-1 hit right side on the ground. Sims has it on to first for the out. And back over to third. She's there with 2 outs. Katie Sims has been busy today. Number of putouts.
We did bring that up yesterday, that when you get the harder throwers sometimes and get more balls that way.
That ball hit right back to Westhead. She gloves, throws, and retires Himken. So a leadoff base hit is left stranded at third as we've completed 5 innings here in the 2A regional semifinal at Gillespie. Hillsboro leading Carthenville 5-0. Top of the 6th inning, Hillsboro leading Carthenville 5-0. 1 run in the first, 4 runs in the third. Ty Hanner struck out the side on 9 pitches in the fifth. In the process, got number 800 for her career. Top of the order is Peyton Thiemann. Swings and misses. Thiemann 0 for 2 today, a pair of strikeouts, takes a called strike. Looking for 4 straight strikeouts on 12 pitches. Outside 1-2. Yeah, she threw a ball. They better take her out, Carl.
Yep. To the changeup. Couldn't get it over for the strike.
The 1-2. Fouled out of play.
Well, it takes a while to strike out 800 batters in a high school career.
That's a nice accomplishment. It's a round number, but it won't be a round number for long. She's got a lot more in her. There's 801, strike 3 called.
And number 12 for the ballgame.
Shillsboro has designs on playing for quite a bit longer here. Regional championship game Saturday morning at 11. We'll have it live here on FM 106 as that misses low and into Broadus. Morgan's 1-for-2 today, has the only cavi hit. The other semifinal here will be tomorrow between Gillespie and Staunton. We'll have that broadcast tomorrow night, 7:30, right here on WUSMI, 2-0 to Broadus. The winner of this regional will move into the Litchfield sectional next week, and what a sectional it is. There's a strike called inside corner. The winner of this regional, Carl, most likely will face Tri-City Sangamon Valley, barring a massive upset in that regional. Inside, 3-1. TCSV beat Hillsboro. Only 1 of 3 teams to beat the Toppers this year. Enter down the count, 3-1. Fouled out of play by Broadus, 3-2. Hanner has her sign, brings it home. Ripped foul past third base.
The hot corner, as they call it. Takes new meaning in softball.
Oh, it really does. That was just left of the bag and foul.
Come in for a bunt and get a line drive like that. Wow. Mm.
The 3-2 over but low, and Broadus has worked a one-out walk. She's aboard for the second time today.
Third pass given up by Kai Hanner.
She's a nice-looking ball player. Broadus just a freshman. Now to bring in Jordan Hausman. She's 0-for-2 today, a strikeout, and flied out to right field. There's a called strike. In the third inning, when it was 1-0 Hillsboro, Carlinville had runners at the corners, 2 outs. That's when Hausman flied out to right to end that inning. Swings and misses there. I think Hanner pulled the string on her a little bit. 0-2. A 5-run lead for the Toppers. That's upstairs, 1-2. Broadus worked a 1-out walk. Third free pass of the day issued by Kai Hanner. The 1-2, fouled out of play right side. New softball into the hand of Louis Lang. Out to Kai Hanner it goes. Hanner is ready now. Onto the rubber she goes. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Second out of the inning. And that'll bring in Lexi Bates, the senior, 0-for-2 today. Flied to center in the second, struck out swinging back in the fourth. Bats with one on, two out, now in the sixth. Upstairs, ball one. Not quite as windy as it was earlier in the game. It was never extremely windy at all today, just more of a breeze. Swing and a miss there by Bates on the outside half, 1-1. Great venue for softball here at Gillespie. We're behind Ben Gill Elementary. There's a baseball game going on across the way, too. Chopped left side. Hooley has to be quick, and she is. And she clips Bates by a step, and the side is retired. Carlinville will strand a runner. That was a one-out walk by Broaddus as we go bottom six. Hillsborough leads Carlinville 5-0. Bottom of the six, 5-0. Hillsborough with the lead. Haley Major swinging away and drops a base hit in front of the center fielder, Jill Staten. Major aboard for the third time today. Second base hit.
I think it's the first time she didn't just pull about five or six foul balls first, though.
She wasn't waiting around that time. That'll bring in Katie Shockey. Sacrifice fly back in the first, has grounded a second and flown to center. And Major off with the pitch. It bounces away. Doesn't matter. She had that bag stolen cleanly. Her second steal of the day. Now 31 of 32 on the year. Outside. 2-0. The four-run third inning, the difference really in this game right now, that blew it open. 3-0 on Shockey. Outside and a four-pitch walk to Shockey.
Well, fatigue is a very good possibility here.
Yeah, she pitched yesterday.
Pitched just yesterday. Pretty complete, complete full game, so.
That brings in Kai Hanner.
Throw in the one inning, like you say, and that one, little defensive failures hurt.
Hanner, first ball swinging on the ground to short. Bates to third, the force play, no. Everybody's safe.
Hit her in the back, so.
That was really her only play with the speed of Hanner. That ball was fielded deep in the hole at shortstop. Does take a base hit away from Hanner, though. Becomes a fielder's choice. His houseman, the ball, and the runner all got to the third base back at the same time. The base is loaded. Nobody out. Shelby Hooley digs in. She takes a called strike one. Five-run lead for the Toppers. And you know they would love to put a five spot up here and not force Kai Hanner to pitch another half inning. They're in a prime position to do it with the bases loaded, nobody out, in the middle of the order up. Hooley might have chased that one, 0-2. Sheridan Lirilla waiting on deck. Hooley today, 1 out of 3 with a double, reached on an air, scored a run. That was back in the third. Hits it on the ground, up the middle, over the bag, and two runs are going to score. A two-run single for Shelby Hooley. Major scores, Shockey scores, and it's 7-0. And all of a sudden, the 10th run standing in the batter's box. And we're going to get a courtesy runner. And it will Hanner will get a break in the dugout. As Lyrilla stands in. She's 1 out of 3 today, an RBI single and a run scored back in the third. 7-0 Toppers.
So she's got that potential for the walk-off.
Yes, she does. Takes a called strike inside corner.
We're being the bottom of the six, and yet that to get the 10-run rule.
One ball, one strike. Championship game Saturday morning, 11 o'clock. We'll have it live here on FM 106. Gillespie Staunton will play tomorrow night. Over but low, 2-1. We'll have that Gillespie Staunton game tomorrow night at 7:30. Then the Pena Baseball Regional Semifinal between the Cavaliers and Pena. Chopped foul at the plate, 2-2. Carlinville, the top seed in that subsectional. Set a school record for wins this year. The 2-2. Lifted into shallow center. Staunton will have to play it on a hop, and she might have had a force at second, but then a bobble, and everybody will be safe. The bases are loaded.
That's just hitting where they're not, and Topper's been doing that here. Really not really extremely hard-hit balls on most of the cases, but fly balls in the outfield have just found holes.
And it brings in Chloe Beck. She's 2 out of 3 today. A pair of singles, reached on an air. So she's been on base all 3 times, takes a called strike. Over but low. Gets behind Broadus, but not far enough for any type of advancement. One ball, one strike. So the winning run is now over at first base in the form of Sheridan Lyrala. 7-0 Toppers, bottom six. Still nobody out. Fouled out of play right side, 1-2 on Beck. The 1-2, upstairs, 2-2. 2 runs home here in the inning after a 4-run third inning where they sent 10 to the plate. Outside, 3-2 with the bases loaded. Alexis Wolf waiting on deck. No place to put her. The 3-2. Fouled straight back. A little bit high. As Beck, as soon as she fouled that straight back, kind of motioned to Brett Teakin down at third base, put her hand up by her eyes to indicate, I know it was up. That high one's hard to lay off of, though. So tantalizing. That ball lifted into right field. Drew on the move. Makes the catch. No, in and out of her glove. And a run will score, and everybody's safe. Oh, it's been that type of inning for Carlinville. That'll be E9 on Peyton Drew. She used 2 hands, but it still popped out. Bases loaded, and still nobody out. 3 runs home, and now the winning run at second base. Alexis Wolf has a pair of base hits today. She takes ball one upstairs. The 1-0 pitch upstairs, 2-0.
And like I say, fatigue, I do believe, is a factor here. A lot of high pitches for balls.
The 2-0 popped up, out of play. 2-1. Carnival made an error in the first, an error in the second, an error in the third, and another error here in the sixth, so 4 on the day. It's 8-0 Hillsboro. Still nobody out. Foul tipped into the mitt of Broadus, 2-2. Zoe Hooley waiting on deck. foul back. Gillespie Staunton tomorrow night. We'll have that broadcast 7:30 here on FM 106. The winner of that game, it sure looks like we'll get the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Outside, 3-2. A base hit wins it for the Toppers. Fouled straight back. We'll do it again. Been a long inning for West Nedge and the Cavies. Zoe Hooley on deck. Inning started with the base hit for Major. A walk to Shockey. Fielder's choice by Hanner. And there's a walk with the bases loaded. Forces home the ninth run for Hillsboro. Now the winning run over at third. Hooley followed with a two-run single. Lyrilla singled. Beck reached on an error. Now Wolf has drawn a walk. And Zoe Hooley can send everybody home, and she will. A line drive base hit into left center field. Lyrilla will score, and that is a 10-0 win for the Toppers in six innings. As not a batter retired here in the sixth for Hillsboro. So they plate five, and they win it 10-0 over the Gillespie Miners, and the Toppers will play for the regional championship on Saturday against either Gillespie or Staunton. It's a broadcast we'll have live 11 o'clock Saturday morning here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro scores five times in the sixth inning, and they win it 10-0 over the Carthenville Cavaliers. Hillsboro now 26-3 on the year. Carlinville season comes to a close at 8-16. Took an hour, 25 minutes to play it. 10 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Toppers. No runs, just one hit, four errors for Carthenville. And big innings in the third with four runs and then five runs in the sixth. And there were errors in both those innings on the Carlinville side.
Always seems to be, and that's when those little fly balls always find a hole in the outfield or the infield ground ball just can't be fielded in time. It seems like they all get worked together to make big innings, and that happened a couple innings in this ballgame.
Kai Hanner had an RBI today, number 57 on the year. Yep, Shelby Hooley was 2-for-4 with the pair of RBI.
That'll be a little below her average.
It will be. Haley Major had a couple of base hits today as she stung a double in the third inning and reached an error to start the ball game in the first and stole a couple of bags today for the Topper leadoff batter. And Kai Hanner, dominant on the mound.
Dominant on the mound. A 13 strikeout in six innings, three walks. She goes over that 800 strikeouts for her career in this ballgame. That's just something to be amazed at. That's just a lot of strikeouts.
She did that in the fifth inning when she struck out the side on nine pitches. So she's had a remarkable career, a fantastic senior season, and the Toppers continue on. They are now 26-3, and they will play for the regional championship on Saturday, and it'll be against the South Central opponent. Either way, Gillespie and Staunton will play tomorrow night as the outright South Central Conference champions will try to win what is the South Central Regional here at Gillespie.
It should be a good one.
So Hillsboro scores five times in the sixth inning as they beat Carthenville 10-0 in six innings. Thanks to our wonderful softball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the business as you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Tom Williams. He produced tonight's action here on FM 106. We've got a doubleheader for you tomorrow. We'll be right back here for softball at Gillespie with the Miners and the Bulldogs. That'll be at 7:30. And then off to the Pena Baseball Regional for a semifinal between Carthenville and Pena. You can always check our broadcast schedule online at WSMIRadio.com. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Ives. We say good night from Gillespie.